expanding your view of art, this is not a Monet. It's a lot more like a Jackson Pollock.
That's a pretty apt description of Saturday night's battle between the Jazz and Suns in Phoenix. In a game that didn't find any type of rhythm until the very end, Utah came up short for the fourth straight outing, this time by the narrowest of margins, 113-112. Jazz Nation, I'm Will Trubshaw, and this is your Jazz Game Rewind. With Utah missing Mike Conley for the fourth straight game and the Suns still without their floor general and Chris Paul, it's really no surprise that this game felt disjointed from tip-off. But it didn't stop the Jazz from taking a three-point lead into the half, thanks in large part to Jordan Clarkson and Conley's replacement, Colin Sexton.
Hands it off to Sexton. He attacks the baseline. A lot of body contact. Comes up reverse side and finishes. He just owned Cameron Payne. And Clarkson back cut on that switch and they dunk. Clarkson, right side three on a nice give from Sexton is good.
Despite the 20-plus point nights for Sexton and Clarkson, the Suns' twin pillars Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton were able to wake up in the second half, scoring 37 of their combined 56 points in the third and fourth quarters.
Comes off the Landell pick. Free throw line jumper good. Devin Booker. Ayton's got 20 tonight. Puts his shoulder into Olynyk. Turns to the baseline, scores it. Here's Booker driving. Landell floater good. Devin Booker's taking over the game.
Defensive rebounding, or really the lack thereof, reared its ugly head late for the Jazz once again tonight, as Ayton snared five of his eight offensive boards in the fourth to help the Suns win the battle on the glass time and time again. Lauri Markkanen did find his shot just in time to help the Jazz keep it close and set up some high drama late against the Suns. But would it be enough? Well, let's have David Locke and Ron Boone finish the story for us.
Curl for Clarkson. He gets Ayton on a switch. Comes back out to the Suns logo. Now attacks. Full sprint ahead. In the lane. Hesitates. Shot blocked. Sexton taps it to Clarkson. Shot clock's at five. Clarkson sneaks on the reverse side and lays it up and in. How does Jordan do it? 101-100.
You had a guy trapped on the baseline and you let him out.
Right side. Payne. Three is good. 104-100. Devin Booker gets to check back in. Back-to-back buckets for the Suns with Booker out of the game. Remain massive. Lowry pops out left side off a pin down. Hits the three. 104-103. How fun is this again tonight?
And how the Jazz just don't stop fighting, do they?
They don't. They got heart. That's what Will Hardy was asked the other night. Bounce pass down low to Bridges. Marketing cuts it off. Lob to the rim. Ayton layup good. Beasley's underneath him. That's a foul. And DeAndre Ayton has 24 points, 16 rebounds, and 3 assists. 107-103, Jazz now trail by 4. The second half has had 12 ties and 7 lead changes. The Suns have had the largest lead of 6. No team has been up by more than 2 possessions at any point in the second half. Markkanen. Tough three straight away, fouled. Lauri Markkanen, who's having a tough night tonight, is taking the burden of trying to carry the Jazz to the win, which is awfully impressive. 107-106. Left-hand dribble by Payne, trying to go inside to Ayton again. Instead, he floats it up, misses. Rebound battled for. Ayton has it. Olynyk has to hammer him on the way up.
Boy, he's a beast down there. I mean, he's rebounding over and in between Kelly Olynyk and Markkanen.
Jazz 29th in the league in defensive rebounding. 109-106, 3:19 to play. Jazz down by 3. Olynyk trying to find Markkanen, now guarded by Craig. As Bridges takes Clarkson. Sexton right wing on Booker. 4 on the clock. Sexton with a left-hand dribble. He got fouled. They don't call it. Gets to the free throw line. Pullback jumper and he hit it. Clapping 3 times as he pops back the other way. 109-108. This game had no flow, no offense, and now in the hardest time to score, everyone's scoring every trip. And we have a whistle off the ball, and Colin Sexton's called for a foul on Devin Booker. That is garbage. 118-108, both free throws are good. Sexton, 18 points, 5 assists, working the top. Directing traffic. Trying to get rid of it, can't. Now goes to work. Swings it back to Olynyk. Reset Sexton. Has 8 and 5 on the clock. Driving their 7-footer. Underhand scoop. Diving layup is good. Colin Sexton, how do you do? 111-110. 20 for Sexton. 2:20 to play in the game. Here's Payne left side. 8 and lobbing to the rim. It's over the backside. He comes back up. Olynyk blocks it. Craig has it and lays it up and in. The Jazz' complete inability to close a possession on the defensive glass is killing them. Here's Sexton. Hand off to Markkanen. Booker switches. Top to Clarkson, guarded by Payne. Clarkson swiped at. Hand checked. Comes off the Olynyk pick with a left-hand dribble. Into the lane. Stops. Tries to get rid of it. Nobody's moving. Back to Markkanen. Three on the clock. He drives at Booker. Step back. Contested three. No good. Jazz offense went nowhere there. Defense was great.
A little bit too much dribbling there with nowhere to go.
113, 110, 132 to play. Jazz have got to get a stop. Crowd comes to their feet at the Footprint Center. Booker at the top, holding his left pivot foot in his orange and white shoes with his purple uniform. Now he goes to work on Beasley. Fends off with his left hand with a right-hand dribble. Gets into the lane, hanging, fading, missing. Offensive rebound to Ayton. Now this story is clear tonight. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Booker with it. Booker, bounce pass, cross lane to Payne. One dribble to his right. Corkscrew jump shot, no. Rebound Sexton, down by three. A minute to play. Sexton drives, stops. Cross court pass, stolen by Ayton. 113, 110. Booker works into a three-point jumper, no. Rebound Markkanen, down three. 35 seconds to play. Clarkson to the front court. Clarkson working the top. Driving on Bridges. And they catch feet. That'll be a foul on Bridges. That'll be team foul number three on the Suns, not free throws for the Jazz. Ron, here's the story of the night. The Jazz went 9 minutes without a defensive rebound. Inbound by Markkanen to Clarkson, and he's fouled. Clarkson makes both free throws. 26 seconds left. Booker's at the top. They bring a double at Booker. Cross-court pass to Bridges. Bridges holding, 8 on the shot clock, 10 on the game clock. Booker. Bridges turns the corner, loses the dribble, recovers it to Payne. Back to Booker, 2 seconds. Fires the three, misses. Rebound tipped. Ayton has it for another offensive rebound, and that'll do it.
Well, there it is. The offensive rebound seals the deal as the Jazz drop their fourth straight and fall to 12-10 on the year. Good news, though, there's plenty of home cooking on the horizon. The Jazz return to Vivint Arena to host the Chicago Bulls on Monday, and that kicks off a 6-game homestand as we enter December. So that would actually be a good time to go get some early Christmas presents, in the form of Jazz tickets, of course, at UtahJazz.com. Well, that's going to do it for Jazz Game Rewind. Jazz fans, we'll see you Monday night at Vivint Arena. Until then, I'm Will Trotshaw saying so long.